Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government is assuring fishermen that the Fisheries Act will be strengthened to protect the sector from poaching. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more and later or Jamaican phrase of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
There are two things in life I love, swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who wants to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan says several measures are being put in place to protect the sector and ensure its sustainability. Addressing the 37th Annual General Meeting of the Gillings Gully Fishermen's Cooperative held recently in White House, Westmoreland, Mr. Buchanan said the ministry through the Fisheries Management and Development Fund has been supporting the supervision of 14 fish sanctuaries across the island since 2009.
To date, over $100 million has been used to support the management of these protected marine areas. This investment is paying very good dividends as the relative fish density and biomass has increased, and there is significant improvements also in our coral reef associated ecosystems in these protected areas.
The junior minister says the Fisheries Management and Development Fund has also created a draft plan for further development of the White House Fishing Village.
That should increase and improve marketing of our catch in White House and the standards for the food, the sanitary conveniences.
State-of-the-art technology in the form of a drone will also be used for surveillance and monitoring of the island's marine territory for illegal fishing. He says that test flights conducted recently around the Pedro Keys have also convinced officials that the country now has the technology to alert the marine authorities about poaching activities in Jamaican waters. The drone will be fitted with cameras and will have the capability to transmit data back to base, which will assist in the apprehension of poachers. Additionally, to lessen the effect of climate change, more climate-smart approaches will be employed.
Over the next 5 years, the ministry will be partnering with several international and local agencies to implement several initiatives, valued at some $6 million, aimed at improving Jamaica's capture fisheries and aquaculture. These initiatives will focus on building the resilience of fishing and fish farming communities to combat the impact of climate change and climate variability. We are also exploring the potential of the introduction of new species for food fish production, known as the bassa, which has great potential for increased productivity in the sector. Our aquaculture branch has successfully spawned the bassa, and we are currently developing hatchery protocols for successful production of stock seeds.
Junior Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. If I not so, I nearly so. Translation, if it's not so, it's nearly so. This Jamaican phrase is usually used to give credence to a rumor. And this means, if this isn't the truth, it's close to the truth.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.